Welcome to the On My Mind podcast, a show where we know what's on our minds impacts our days. So let's change what's on our minds for good. Let's get into this episode.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the On My Mind podcast, a podcast where we talk about what's on your mind impacts your day either for good or for bad. So keep what's on your mind good so you can have a better day. My name is Remy Keene, and I'm excited, as always, to be with you. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode. Today, what I want to share with you is how to manage loneliness. Sometimes we can feel lonely. Sometimes we can be surrounded by people and still feel alone. That's something that we all have to face. That's something we have to go through in our life. But the good news about it is there's just a few tips that I want to share with you that can help you with loneliness. If you struggle with it enough to where you think it might be a disabilitating thing, like something that is stopping you from acting, absolutely seek counsel. But I hope this can help you if you just are on the verge of starting to feel lonely. Number one, talk to people that you know you can trust. Everyone has people that they know they can trust. Everyone has a person in their life that you know you can trust. Now, whether that's a parent, or a brother or sister, a best friend, or a church leader, anyone who's out there that is willing to listen will give you honest feedback and will be there for you is this person. And I really suggest that if you don't 100% know who you could go to, that you find someone. Find someone that you know you can trust to talk about how you feel. Think about your interests and hang out with like-minded people. That's a great way to make friends and gain people you can trust, because sometimes it's not easy to build trust with someone when you're feeling lonely, especially. But if you hang out with people who are like-minded, who attend the same church as you, attend the same functions as you, and you begin to become friends with them, then you're going to have a much better experience when you do need to seek out people that you trust. Making new friends can also brighten your day and make you feel like you're not as lonely as you once were. Check out a local community, anything like that, where you can get involved and hang out with people that are cool. Yeah, I definitely suggest to do that, because I can imagine a time where I did feel lonely and like I had no one else. And even though I did have friends, I didn't have the friends you would want to be able to relate to. I felt like those friends were more acquaintances. There were not someone that I felt that I could trust with the things I wanted to trust people with. Get a pet or try pet sitting, taking care of someone. Sometimes when you take care of your pet, when you love your pet is such a gift. Cat or dog, whatever your preference, take care of them. Enjoy their company. Don't always yell at them to get off the furniture or not to sit with you. Take advantage of their friendship, because pets are awesome, awesome gifts that we get to have. I love it when my cat comes and sits next to me, or when my dog that I've raised since he was a puppy, he comes and, you know, chills with me right beside me and just relaxes, and just we enjoy each other's company. And that's something I just really enjoy, and I hope you can find enjoyment in that. And hopefully it cures any feeling of loneliness you might have. Say yes to a social event invitation that you might say no to normally. Sometimes when you're feeling lonely, you just need to be social. You need to get around a bunch of people who are being social, who are kind of going out of their way to take time to be around others. Like if someone's at an event, they're more than likely going to be open for you coming up to them, talking to them, and also wanting to gain company from them. So say yes to it. Practice dealing with the feeling of loneliness by validating the emotion and talking to yourself like a friend. So, I'm here for you and this will pass. Talk to God. God's always with you. God's always going to be there next to you and is always there to comfort you. So spend time with the Lord, spend time in prayer. That can help you cure your loneliness. That can help you gain an intimate relationship to where sometimes you even prefer to only be with Him. But God gave us community. God gave us friendships and relationships because He wanted us to have them. So find someone you can connect with. If you feel alone, if you feel lonely, I encourage you to do any of these things because that's the last thing I want for you. I want you to feel motivated to be outgoing, to get to know someone new, to gain new friends. I honestly am surprised sometimes at people that say they don't feel like they have any friends, and then you look at them and they're always around people all the time. I also see the opposite. I see people that say they're tired of having all these people around them, and I'm like, sometimes I wish, you know, I had that many people wanting to spend time with me. So, you know, don't ever think that your feeling is wrong or anything like that when you feel lonely, because it's not. Find something to fill the hole. Find something to fill that time. Pray, ask God to bring people into your life that can help you with that, that can push you in the right direction to not feel lonely. Ask God to give you gifts of friends and find the friendships that you need at your spot in life. Sometimes different friends are going to drift away from you and new friends are going to come about. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's just part of life and the way that you process life. But the good news is God's always there for you. He's always walking with you, and He's always going to be at your side. So the second you need Him, you can call on Him, and He'll be right there. I hope this helps you and motivates you and gives you a new outlook on the way that you can manage your loneliness, the way that you can reach out to others that might feel lonely, and that you do your best to show someone love. Showing other people the love that they need and that they are searching for can be a real door opener to have a deeper conversation with people. Be kind to people, as always. I mean, that's the motivation behind this podcast, is other people are impacted by the way you act. You're impacted and you impact others. So let's make the decision to impact with love, to impact with joy and caring emotion for people. Empathy, that we feel what they feel. We understand that what they're going through is real, but that there's ways to get through it. There's ways to manage it. And I pray that this finds you in an attitude where you are open to experience what God has for you, to really understand that God has a plan for you to show love to people that need it. And if you're feeling lonely, once you realize that God's with you and God's accompanying you in this journey that we call life, He's there for you all the time. He's never gonna give up on you or forget you or leave you. So make sure to keep that in mind whenever you face loneliness. I hope, again, that this helps you today. Share it with someone if you can for me that you think needs to hear it. And, you know, remember it. Save it for someone that you know might feel lonely at times. And that's perfectly fine if you do, because I hope these tips can help that person as well. So thank you so much for spending time with me on the podcast today. I'm excited for future episodes. As always, monthly episodes from the On My Mind podcast. My name is Remy Keene. Have a wonderful and blessed day. Thank you for listening to the On My Mind podcast. Follow us on all social media at On My Mind Pods. Make sure to check out our YouTube channel to watch videos of the podcast. If you love the On My Mind podcast, we'd love to have you review us on iTunes. Thank you for making the effort to improve your day by listening to the On My Mind podcast. Have a wonderful and blessed day. Do you want to buy some cool swag and support the On My Mind podcast? You can do that in the link in our description. Check out the store link in our description today.
The On My Mind podcast is listener supported. If you would like to help, please visit theonmymindpodcast.com. Click on support or Patreon to support us monthly. Or you can buy a resource or something from the store to support us one time. We appreciate your support in any way that you can contribute. Thank you.